Creating a powerful elevator speech. You only have 1 minute or less to deliver a powerful introduction of what you offer the world. It is the single most important minute in your sales career. Within a few sentences, you must make an impact. As they say, there is no second chance in making a first impression. These are five steps that can make a world of difference. Step 1. Appreciate the importance of a good elevator speech. Big doors swing on small hinges. You have 1 minute to introduce yourself to a room full of people. These 60 seconds can be the most powerful tool to develop new business opportunities. Projecting a lack of confidence shuts down interest in you and your services. If you look rushed or nervous getting your message across, you are dead on arrival. Be calm, cool, and collected. Be prepared, be relaxed, be confident. Don't forget to smile. Step 2. Make it interesting. Don't be fooled into thinking that a memorized set of sentences that just talk about you and the features of your services is a great presentation. You need to do more than inform people of what's on your business card. You want to gain their interest. If you bore people the first minute they hear you, why would they want to spend their valuable time listening to you drone on in a sales presentation? If you only talk about yourself or your services in an elevator speech, you will be taking the elevator by yourself when you leave the networking event. If you want to get the listener's attention, you must realize it's not about you. It's about them. Step 3. Understand, in order to open doors, we need to first open minds. To open minds, you need to create curiosity about how you can help those listening to your 1 minute presentation. Mention the ways you help your clients. Brag about the benefits they experience. You create curiosity and interest in what you do by others relating to the benefits they would receive by doing business with you. Interest seeks information. If people have questions or want to speak to you afterward concerning your services, you have successfully stood and delivered the $1 million elevator speech. You have effectively created interest in you and your business. Step 4. Remember to stay in the allotted time given for each person in the room to give their presentation. If you go over your allotted time, you will turn off your listeners. Your first sentence should introduce you, your company, and what services you offer. The next two sentences should be enough to share some exciting things that can happen when people trust you with their business. Know when to stop talking and sit down after you make your points. Leave your audience wanting to hear more. Step 5. You're not done yet. There's still more work to do. Because you were so well prepared with your speech, you can concentrate on what others are saying, not just your message. Actively listen while others introduce themselves. Have a pen and paper in your hand noting each person's name and what they do. Listen for opportunities to connect. Who is a good candidate for your service? Who has similar client base that may be able to cross-pollinate referrals? Put a star next to the name of those you want to meet. You can go over and introduce yourself at the appropriate time. This could be the start of a profitable and mutually rewarding relationship. Power on, my friend.